Hi, Chris. Hi, Jason.
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
Fine. How are you doing?
We're doing pretty good. Are we the last one of your interviews for the day here?
And Beth. We saved the best for last.
All right. Appreciate
that. Awesome. We appreciate it. Well, obviously, we're talking with Ken Jeong and Susie Nakamura of Dr. Ken, which returns Friday on ABC. Before we dive in too far, why don't you guys, let's pretend some of our listeners maybe didn't catch either season one or the first part of season two that you guys are returning from. Catch them up really quick on the premise of the show, really fast.
The show is loosely based on my life. My previous life, I was a doctor at HMO. This is all pre-hangover, and I've had this opportunity to have this show loosely based on my life as a doctor and also as a father and a husband. And this season, my TV wife, played by Susie Nakamura, works with me in the same HMO, which is actually called for my real life, where my real life wife and I worked in the same HMO together. So there's a lot of there's just a lot more creative confidence that we're having this year. Like, we did this whole Korean ghost story that was like a Korean Princess Bride, where like my character's father tells my son, you know, this kind of the scariest Korean ghost story ever, and we're doing a documentary episode that's coming up in a couple of weeks of like a day in the life of the HMO where Ken works at, and this week's episode is all about Ken's new intern, who's played by Gillian Jacobs, my co-star in Community, who played Britta, and this episode's like really a love letter from me to my real wife and my TV wife, Susie. Plays it so brilliantly and so off balance and off kilter and just wonderfully nuanced, and it's one of my favorite episodes, definitely one of my favorite Allison episodes. And
if you haven't seen Dr. Ken, this is a great time to jump in.
It really is. I really think that that's the beauty of multi-camera shows, is that if you haven't seen the show, you can really pick up from where you left off. Like, so much of television is serialized now that you're almost intimidated to watch it because you don't know like where the jumping in point is, but we're very aware of that, and this is a very inclusive kind of show. It's a family show, you know, Friday nights on ABC, and we want everyone to enjoy it, you know. And this is not like an exclusive click. This is really for everybody.
Jump in anytime.
Jump in anytime. You know, it's like the best kegger ever, bro.
Brother.
Yeah, you're speaking to a couple of bros here, so you're speaking your language. Susie, the question I wanted to ask for you is, you worked at Curb Your Enthusiasm, and that's more a little bit, you know, maybe off script a little bit, I should say. And what was it like working with Larry David and working on that show in a recurring role? And then are there similarities to Dr. Ken in that they're both comedies? Or is Dr. Ken a little bit more scripted and you were kind of a little bit more free-flowing, I guess, in Curb?
I'm much more part of the creative process on Dr. Ken than I was on Curb Your Enthusiasm. I played two different characters on Curb Your Enthusiasm. I did the original one-hour special, which was supposed to be sort of a standalone thing, and it ended up being a pilot because people liked the show so much. But, I mean, I showed up at 10 p.m. in some abandoned office building wearing my own clothes, doing my own makeup, and they kind of told me what I was going to do. But there was absolutely no script.
Wow.
And
it's true, huh?
And part of the reveal for that episode, for that special, was that I was going to reveal something that even Larry David had no idea about. I was revealing a secret to Larry David, the actor and producer. And so we basically had one shot to get him to have a genuine reaction. And I had to improvise the whole thing. And then, it was terrifying, but also really, really fun. So when he brought me back as a different character, it was kind of the same thing. I showed up. I didn't know what character I was playing. I didn't know what she would wear because I didn't know how old she was. I didn't know what she did. And we were sitting around the table with Ted Danson and everyone ready to shoot before Larry David told us what we were doing.
Wow.
Hey, Ken, you mentioned earlier, just a few seconds ago, that obviously it's that Susie's sort of playing your TV wife, which is sort of based off your real-life wife. How does she actually compare to your real-life wife? And Susie, have you ever met Ken's real wife?
I love Ken's real wife. I threaten to call her all the time and tattle.
You got the dirt.
No, there's a lot of similarities in Susie and Tran, and I think both are, I think both are hysterical. I think both are funny, and both are just very, I don't know. They I think Susie grounds the scene as an actor and really enables me to kind of even be funnier, you know, in certain situations, than if I was with another actor. And I think, and also, Tran in real life, she grounds me in real life, and she's so supportive of my career, and she understands kind of the unpredictability of an actor's schedule. And you know, I always tell Tran all the time, I feel like I have more freedom in my marriage than when I ever did when I was single. I feel like I'm very much able, you know, the trust and bond and real love that you have, and is also complemented by friendship, by actual, like, I not only love you, but I really like you, you know? It's a little bit of that.
We going to be seeing any, you in any more Miller Lite commercials there, Ken?
Oh, yeah, I had a great time doing it. Oh, thanks, man. I had a great time doing those Miller Lite spots, and those were directed by Peter Berg, that actually directing that movie, the director of the movie Patriots Day, that I can't wait to see. So it was really great to kind of work with them behind the scenes as well. It's really cool to do some of these commercial spots for fun, and then you're also working with these, occasionally something working with these big-time movie directors.
Oh, those even. Big directors do a bunch of commercials,
yeah,
all those guys.
A lot of fun.
And, of course, we definitely we'd be remiss if we don't ask you about The Hangover. Mr. Chow is a legend among so many comedy fans.
Oh, thank you.
How does it feel? I mean, obviously, remember, we all saw you in you know, as the doctor in Knocked Up first. But for a lot of people, our first impression of you was, you know, jumping half naked out of the back of a trunk. There's your legacy.
Well, honestly, you know, it was just that trunk, it gave me a career. I mean, I wouldn't be here talking to you if it wasn't for The Hangover, and I wouldn't have gotten Dr. Ken or Community if it wasn't for The Hangover. I mean, everything that I've gotten over the last 7-8 years has been solely due to The Hangover, and to be a part of that, that pop cultural zeitgeist at that point in time is unlike anything I've ever experienced or possibly will ever experience. We were in the center of this wonderful cultural storm, and I remember, like, none of us were really that established at that time. I think Bradley Cooper was and Ed Helms was, but it changed all of our lives for the better. And you know, I just saw Bradley recently, and you know, we both just kind of remarked of, like, we're just so happy for each other, you know, because there was a point where, you know, all of us in our respective worlds didn't, you know, we're always concerned about our next jobs, and I don't know, there is a bond looking back. You know, The Hangover is very special, and I remember talking to Zach recently, and he just said, you know, one day we may end up in the same retirement home in the old folks home, and we'll look at this as a really great experience. We were friends in stand-up way before The Hangover. I'd known him for a long time, and just to kind of have that perspective, especially from a guy like Zach Galifianakis, is one of the funniest human beings alive. You know, I don't know, there's a lot of special memories from The Hangover that both on camera and off, that makes it such a special experience for me.
Could be a wolf pack all the way to the retirement home.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. A real-life wolf pack, absolutely.
All right, Susie, I want to wrap up here and, you know, ask you one last question. We know about how Ken made the transition from being a doctor in real life to TV, but what about you? You know, you moved to Los Angeles. It says here that you were in a touring company, but really, what's some advice you would give to an aspiring actress out there who wants to get into these roles on television and movies and, you know, might be feeling some hardships, and I'm sure you probably did along your journey to get to where you're at today, right?
Oh, my God. I rolled pennies. I would buy, like, deli trays and put it on my credit card and just try and have, and just eat sandwiches for a week.
Wow.
Nothing wrong with sandwiches.
No. I'm really good at being broke, if any actress wants to ask me how to be broke. But, I mean, I would say, you know, with YouTube and, you know, and everyone has a camera on their phone, you can always create your own material, and you can create opportunities for yourself. There's also, you know, I've done a bunch of student films. I mean, there's just so many ways that you can work, and you're not going to necessarily get paid. But that's how you create a career, is if you just do the work and worry about the paychecks later. Just buy a bunch of deli trays and put it on your credit card.
That's right. Great advice.
All right. Thank you so much. We're speaking with Ken Jeong and Susie Nakamura. on the show Dr. Ken, which airs Fridays, 8:30 Eastern time on ABC. Thank you so much for joining, Jason, and I really appreciate
Thanks so much.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Chris. Thanks, Jason.